This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live. We're kicking off the third hour here of this live Saturday episode. The phones are open. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. Then coming up, the latest insanity that has been generated by the madness surrounding coronavirus and all the insane restrictions. Now an 80-year-old has been kicked out of a hospital for holding her husband's hand.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we'll tell you about that. That's coming up.
A friend in my neighborhood, she never got to see her husband pass. And,
wow.
The hospital just took him and goodbye.
That's it. 603-283-6160. Well, she could have gotten him infected and he would have died. Oh, wait. He died.
Right.
So we go to your calls.
It wasn't even COVID.
Yeah. We go to your calls and thoughts here. El Conejo is on the line in Arizona to start things out here. Go ahead.
Hi there. The reason I'm calling in tonight is because I just wanted to offer some constructive criticism for libertarians.
Okay.
I think we really pooped the bed with the natural disaster in Texas. I think
how's that?
If there's a natural disaster in this country, we've done great with the Cajun Navy, with Boog Boys guarding businesses during riots and looting. So I just wanted to point out that the cold snap looks like it's over right for now, but they still need water. And when people think of Boog Boys, they should automatically think disaster relief, whether that's government-caused or just exacerbated by a government. And I wanted to give a shout-out for a charitable organization that everyone should be aware of.
Okay, what's that?
It's called Donor C, as in you charitable donation, like Donor C, S-E-E, as in you see what your money does.
Oh.
So you can be paired up. Sorry.
No, that sounds interesting. How does that work?
So I heard about them on the Tom Woods show, served by a young man who doesn't really make a whole lot of money. And it's a platform where you can look at people asking for money for making things better, like getting water pumped, getting water pump in Africa, or getting water to people during a hurricane or a big freeze. It's also an app. So they send you little letters and video updates. So it's extremely transparent, extremely low overhead. And it's kind of sort of well-known in the libertarian community, I think.
Huh. Okay. So is it an organization that does the charity themselves, or do they help people see what other charities are doing? I'm not real clear.
No, it's a platform that people who want charitable donations can join, and they do a little bit of vetting.
Mm-hmm.
But you get video updates of the progress. Everything's transparent as far as how much money is donated, where it's going.
Is this a crowdfunding? Is this like a crowdfunding website? Is that what it's doing?
Yeah, it's a website and an app.
Okay.
It's a libertarian started it.
Now, when you say the libertarians have dropped the ball in Texas,
they certainly can't deliver power.
I don't live down in Texas, so
they can deliver water.
So I don't know what the stories are on the ground. Like, I haven't heard anything. Like, when Hurricane Katrina happened in 2005, we reported on that here, and there was all kinds of government disasters where they made matters worse by restricting individuals from coming in, like doctors who wanted to help out. They were told they couldn't help until they, went to FEMA and jumped through all kinds of hoops, and they weren't allowed to just come and help. There was corporations like Walmart that tried to send trucks full of water and ice in. They were turned around by the federal government, refused to allow access. So, I mean, it would, I don't know what happened in Texas, and if people are down there and they can weigh in on this, please do, 603-283-6160. But it always seems like it's actually government that makes matters worse when it comes to these disasters.
Can I make one more suggestion?
I'm just saying, why should libertarians get the blame for what's going on in Texas for not doing a good enough job?
Well, we just want we just weren't raising awareness of what was happening and how bad it really was, and we were kind of just sleepwalking through it almost. But
what if we keep doing that, and the people keep relying on the state to do whatever the state does? I mean, isn't the definition of insanity doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results? Shouldn't the people in Texas actually have to deal with their own power crisis right now? I mean, that's the only way that I learned.
This is a 100-year storm.
Look, your grid needs to be prepared for the 100-year storm.
Mark, libertarians believe in charity and emergency response and disaster relief.
Indeed.
So if you live in Texas, hop on DonorSea. Put your story out there. I was looking earlier. I didn't see anyone in Texas I could help, and I was looking to. So if you're in Texas and need some sort of assistance, please post your story.
Well, they may not have internet
access. I would
like
to help you.
Because they may not have power. So, I mean, that might not be their first concern, right, is, like, posting somewhere on the Internet. They might be just trying to find some water and get access. I don't know, El Conejo. I think it's too early to say, and thank you for the call tonight. And thanks for pointing the website out. That does sound interesting. But I think it's too early to say that, oh, libertarians deserve some sort of blame for not responding as well as they could have. We don't know what kind of responses are going on. The thing with individual responses is they're not heralded. You know,
right. If that's the thing, is that over and over again, people, liberty-minded people, have responded, and for whatever reason, we get just sort of no credit for it. The government takes all the credit. Well, you know,
people don't.
If it wasn't for us, there'd be no civilization. The state says.
Thank you, El Conejo. I appreciate it. No, most people don't want the touting. They don't go to help somebody out so they can get pimped. You know, about, oh, so and so helped us out. No, it's just you just go and help somebody because it's the right thing to do. If you threw on a ton of pallets of water onto the back of a truck and you decided to go to this place, and even if you decided to sell them. And people were thanking you personally, that's usually enough. You know, you don't have to get a news article written about your efforts in order for you to want to go and help somebody.
Yeah, the things that the government does when it helps are they're spending a dollar for every dime that private individuals are going out and spending. And sure. Private individuals are far more efficient. But somehow the state always gets the credit.
Let's continue. Yoda is calling from Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Yoda.
Yes, I just want to say that I agree with everything you said about Rush Limbaugh.
He's a hypocrite?
I used to listen to his show on a regular basis, and I must say that Rush Limbaugh, in my opinion, has American blood on his hands. I remember in the early 2000s, he used his platform to push for the war, the unnecessary war in Iraq, which killed thousands of American soldiers. Okay, and then he claimed that coronavirus was nothing more than a flu, killing more Americans, because a lot of people listens to his show and takes his word seriously.
Well, I mean, the coronavirus isn't really a big deal. I mean, I'll give him that one. But you're absolutely right when it comes to Rush being a warmonger. I mean, I called him out for being a drug warrior, but he was also a war warrior as well. He absolutely supported the state invading various different countries and dropping bombs and murdering innocent people. And
right.
So,
he said the bureaucrats were inefficient and leeching off of people until those bureaucrats carry guns or hoses.
Right. Then he's a fan. Right. So, yeah,
and
you're absolutely right about that.
And as far as your comments on legalization of drugs, let me tell you a story. I was in Portugal, a country called Portugal in Europe, 2 years ago, and they have legalized all the drugs in that country, and consumption actually went down.
That's right.
Which surprised me. I mean, it was very surprising to me that consumption actually went down.
Not only that, but also addiction rates are down. Addicts are more likely to go and get help. Just to clarify, though, what you said, Yoda, I don't believe they've actually legalized drugs in Portugal. It's been a widespread decriminalization effort, and that has been place for approximately the last 20 years.
They are concentrating. They are concentrating on treatment. Treatment more than anything. They
have
taken their money and they've opened needle exchanges and drug treatment facilities. They're not locking people up like they are doing here.
Yep, and it's been a tremendous success, and it's going to be really interesting here in the United States, because in November of last year, the people of Oregon voted about 60% in favor of a very similar package, and thank you, Yoda, for the call tonight, as Portugal. So they actually have drug decriminalization. It just went into effect like 20 days ago.
Yeah, the drug war is really just a make-work program for prison guards. It's more Republican welfare.
603-283-6160. Well, don't forget, Mark, a lot of Democrats have been drug warriors over time. Joe Biden was one of the key drug warriors in the 1990s, and he hasn't stopped today. He's still a drug warrior. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need. A WordPress using WooCommerce and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin. Start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can bring up anything that you want here with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian
and Mark.
For a long time, libertarians have been wanting what they finally have in newliberty.menu. It is a libertarian business directory, but also it's more than that. You can also list your events that you might be organizing or promoting. You can list any digital content that you're the creator of, and, of course, your businesses that you're involved in. If you want other freedom lovers to know and possibly be your customers, you know, then you got to be listed on liberty.menu. You can put your voluntarist ideas into action. Now, it is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force. So if you are a socialist or some sort of, you know, ultra-right-wing conservative, you probably don't belong at liberty.menu. But if you're a liberty-minded person, then check it out, liberty.menu. We think you're going to like it. You can use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, to get a special Free Talk Live listener badge on your profile. We can't give you a discount because the site, it's free. It's liberty.menu. We go to your calls and thoughts with Dana on the line in Michigan. Dana, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys.
Hey there.
I just wanted to say welcome back. I'm so glad you're back. I also wanted to say that you may not realize it, but you are the Rush Limbaugh of libertarian radio.
Are you talking about Mark Edge? Are you saying, Mark, welcome back, Mark, you're Rush Limbaugh? Is that what you meant to say?
Why? Because you know I disagree with you most of the time.
I just
Ian,
wanted to be
is that
clear.
Why you said that?
You said welcome back.
Him. Andy's a jerk.
No.
I haven't gone anywhere.
No.
So it couldn't have been me that you were talking to.
No, but you haven't been on Saturday and Sunday night.
I have.
Ian.
I have. Not Sundays.
I haven't Not heard Sundays. You in weeks. In fact, I got to be honest. I check in every Saturday and Sunday. No disrespect to any other unnamed people, but I go to something else because not even you're on, Ian. I haven't heard you in a long time. But I don't mind
listening.
You, Ian, in the fact that we can disagree, and I don't have a problem with that. But mm-hmm. I want you guys to realize something. That just like Rush, well, none of you would be there. There were only 200 radio stations when he first started 30 years ago, and now there are thousands.
That's not true. There were way more than 200 radio stations.
No. That did talk radio.
Oh, okay. Yeah. There's about
1,000. And he is he's being credited for a podcast that they wouldn't exist. He was one of the early ones on
no.
that. Hold on, Dana.
Before you go, I appreciate the kind words, but let's clarify something.
And I think one thing that Dana's getting to that is absolutely true. We benefit from the world Rush Limbaugh helped create.
Yeah, that's fine. And I gave him credit for that earlier on in the show tonight. But to give Rush Limbaugh credit for podcasting is inaccurate. Rush Limbaugh was not there at the beginning of podcasting.
He was a paid podcast when we were free in the very early days. He came out with a very early podcast, yes.
I don't think so.
Yes,
okay, thank you. Because that I know is also a fact. And maybe he was paid, but nonetheless, you know, he was one of the front runners.
Paid archives are not the same thing as a podcast. A podcast is an RSS feed that gives automatic delivery to subscribers. So you look, just because the dude had archives on his website doesn't mean he was a podcaster. I'm sorry.
Okay. So tonight I'm not going to
slice that cheese.
Just the definition.
No, but tonight, Ian, I'm not going to get into semantics with you. I just want you to know.
You win.
And I don't mean just Mark. You too, Ian. I told you guys this before. You're the yin and yang. With you doing, you know, any of the others that fill in for the show or not fill in, whatever you call them, Ian, it's not the same as with you and Mark. Whatever that it thing is that Rush has, you guys have it. And people think radio is a piece of cake to do something for an hour, 2 hours, much less 3 hours like you guys or like Rush. It is not. It's very difficult.
Well, it would be less interesting without our wonderful callers. And thank you, Dana, for the call tonight. I know what the it is. The what?
I know what the it that she's referring to, because this is what the consultants say, too, is that there's some magic that goes on between us. It's the seething, simmering hate that I hold for you. The disdain for your crappy opinion.
Padraig is on the line, listening in New Mexico. Padraig, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, I wouldn't be listening to you guys if it wasn't for Paul Harvey.
Good day.
Then I'd be giving away my age.
Wow.
I just want to hear the rest of the story.
Yeah.
I want to know what AOC's net worth was before she became a congresswoman, and what
poor.
It is now. What Nancy Pelosi's
tender?
Net worth was before she became a senator, and what
she
it is now.
Rich.
What Joe Biden's net worth was before he became a senator, and what it is now.
Oh yeah, well,
and where do they get their money?
Special
insider deals, basically.
Yeah, with their cronies.
Okay. And they get the votes by doing what?
And by the way,
passing
you mentioned all Democrats.
Dollars around.
But you mentioned all Democrats, but the Republicans do the same thing, so let's just be clear.
Okay, yeah, okay. Ted Cruz, you can go. They're all the same.
Yeah.
It's you want your left hand cut off or your right hand cut off.
Right. They'll cut both.
I mean, it, you know, that you have your choice.
Yeah.
But I just want to know where to get their money from.
Oh, well, it's the old story. I mean,
they get it from people who, you know, are gullible enough to believe that governments, are, you know, that as it functions today is a good idea. We can't live without this.
They get a fraction of their money from the people that are gullible. The people they really get money from are the corporations who know exactly
who
what they're doing.
Who want to bilk the gullible people.
Okay, but they're getting money from, he was talking about how do the politicians get money.
Yep.
They get donations and they get straight up handouts from corporations who want to use them to pass whatever laws are going to benefit those corporations, and it's the same old story as it's been from time immemorial. So, I mean, even before there were corporations, there are still special interests.
It's government of the lobbyists by the corporations for the politicians.
Right, and
I mean,
it's never going to change until Washington, D.C. is done away with, and then the same crap's going to happen at your state government. It still does. It does happen at your state government. It's just at least then you know where those guys live.
I just want to know how to stop it. How do we stop that flow of money to them? Because that's what they were. That's
I
what
got
it's
some,
all about.
I got
money
some suggestions.
Money
for
and
that.
Power.
Okay, so if you want to stop the flow of money to the politicians, one thing you can't do is you can't stop them from printing money out. And they're going to keep that printing press rolling as hard and as fast as they can. The money printer is going to go brrrr constantly here in 2021 and beyond. And that's their plan. So here's what you do to stop that. You can only stop it yourself. You can't stop these people from making their deals and scratching their backs and rolling their logs or whatever it is they're doing in D.C. or your state capital. You can't stop that.
Forking out the pork.
That'll never stop. It doesn't matter who you vote for. Okay. But what you can do is you can vote with your money by purchasing things that are not dollars with your dollars that could hold their value, like precious metals or cryptocurrency. And these are things, precious metals, of course, have thousands of years of being, you know, used as money and valuable, and they've done a really good job over time at sort of holding up against inflation, keeping you up against the government's inflation. So that's an old solution. Of course, cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin are a newer technology. Some people are a little concerned with them, but over time, they've been doing very well over the last decade. So you take your money that you've earned and put it into things that the government can't take from you.
Except gold.
Well, that's true. You can always bury the gold if you wanted to. But
I think our kids are going to be leaving this country for better places to go.
Well, that's the other thing, is voting with your feet. And we can talk about that coming up here. Padraig, thanks for the call. There's more coming up. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, the shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
An engine failure aboard a Boeing 777 aircraft taking off from Denver International Airport Saturday sent large chunks of debris raining down on neighborhoods in the northwest part of the city. A United Airlines flight bound for Honolulu reported engine trouble and returned to Denver shortly after takeoff, scattering debris over several neighborhoods in the process. Broomfield, Colorado Police Public Information Officer Rachel Welp tells Fox News that no injuries have been reported on the ground. which is surprising given where the debris fell.
I'm honestly shocked looking at this debris field and how busy Commons Park is. This is a very popular spot in Broomfield. We have the dog park, we have the turf field, there's playgrounds. This park, on a day like today when it's not as cold as it was last weekend, we could have hundreds of people here. And the fact that we are still not getting reports of any injuries is absolutely shocking at this point. It's amazing.
The plane was able to land safely. This is USA Radio News. Former President Trump will make his first public appearance since leaving office next week. Val Dior has the details from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
The former president will address the Conservative Political Action Conference, or CPAC, in Florida next week. He'll speak about the future of the Republican Party and the conservative movement. CPAC is in Orlando, Florida, this year from February 25 to 28. It's his first major public appearance since he left the White House, and it's said he'll take on President Biden's immigration policies as well, which are proving to be the polar opposite of the Trump administration. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
And President Biden will hold his first bilateral meeting with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau next week. The two leaders are expected to discuss the coronavirus pandemic, economic issues, and climate change during the virtual meetings. President Biden's cabinet is also expected to meet with Canadian ministers to discuss an array of issues. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Don't miss a moment of Free Talk Live. Get our archives daily via our podcast at feeds.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And you can take control of the airwaves here. With you tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
We're going to continue taking your calls and your thoughts. Also, want to invite you over to the Free Talk Live chat server. We've got a Matrix chat server set up, and that means that it is a decentralized, open-source, self-hosted, polycentric, federated. It's a lot of adjectives.
Yeah. I'm just going to comment on that.
But it means that it's not something that the big tech companies can do anything about. They can't stop it. And that really bothers people who are control freaks. But if you like the idea of being able to communicate without somebody else telling you what you can and can't say, then check out our chat room. There's rooms, multiple rooms. In fact, you can create your own room and administer it, bring your own moderators in if you want to, whatever, on our server. Go to chat.freetalklive.com. You will find people in there pretty much around the clock. So wherever you happen to be in the world, that's chat.freetalklive.com. Get the step-by-step instructions on how to join. We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. Steve is in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live. In fact, Steve, we were just talking about ways you can defund the government and take more control over your life. You're doing that right now. I mentioned voting with your feet. You are migrating up to New Hampshire. You've already bought some property up here. So you're taking action, not just complaining.
I am looking forward to being in the Shire tomorrow afternoon for the crypto meetup.
Nice. I'll be there.
Great show tonight, guys.
Thanks.
Yeah, moving with your, voting with your feet, the tyranny in Connecticut, it just gets more and more painful every day. And I can see that freedom. I can feel that freedom in the Shire. And people are moving to Florida. They see the freedom that, you know, is available there.
And well, headline, Fox13News.com, Tampa bars penalized for violating COVID-19 safety measures. So they are, cracking down, at least in what looks like Ybor City, perhaps, and Tampa, Florida, demanding that businesses follow whatever stupid rules the government is shoving down their throats. So, I mean, Florida is definitely ranked as one of the more free places. There's no doubt New Hampshire and Florida are kind of in a one and two spot, depending on
New Hampshire
on
is pales in comparison to Florida's freedom on the COVID freedom charts, though. New Hampshire's middle of the pack, like number 23.
Sure, but on the overall freedom charts, New
what
Hampshire
what difference does
Florida,
it make if you can't open up your business right
you
now?
You can open up your business in New Hampshire.
Yeah, well.
In fact, we've got a great business here in New Hampshire, here in Keene, called Pho Keen Great. It's a local pho noodle restaurant, and they are open, and there's no signs on the door, and you don't have to wear a mask, and the owner refuses to wear a mask, and she's a hero. So
yeah, that's fine, but when you up here in New England, what we have are New Englanders, and New Englanders are scared to death of this COVID thing. They think they're gonna die. Down in Florida, people, the same sort of people, same ages, same demographics are running around, you know, going to grocery stores, going to bars, going to restaurants, and somehow in New England, well, I guess it's because they vote Democrat.
I thought you said there was a tremendous level of compliance down there, given that there's not even a mandate. You said there were at least half the people wearing masks.
At least half the people wear masks in grocery stores. Yep.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you don't have to.
Well, one of our mutual friends, Steve, who comes to Pho Keen, he's down in Florida for 3 months. He goes, I'm just going down there for the winter because it's open.
Right. People want freedom, and Florida is free right now. New Hampshire pales in comparison to that. And I'm not going to
get caught with an ounce of pot.
Look, I got it.
Quarter of pot.
New Hampshire is the only New England state that hasn't legalized marijuana,
can
right?
Can you open carry in Florida?
Who wants to open carry so you can be the first target if somebody starts shooting people?
Plenty of people open carry up here.
Yeah. You can conceal. You
where are all the shootings?
You can get a concealed carry permit in Florida.
Okay. Yeah, I know what the process is like.
See, this
Mark.
Is the thing: is I don't care about
tyranny.
these abstract forms of freedom.
Have you ever gotten a concealed carry permit in Florida?
I'm a convicted.
Yeah, so you felon. Don't know anything
about it. I can own a black powder pistol.
Whoop-de-doo.
In Florida, and I can't in New Hampshire because New Hampshire law says it is not true. So go to hell, New Hampshire. You're not free.
Yeah, but
now you got a lot of libertarians here who are complaining about freedom.
No, they're not complaining.
Yes, they are.
Action.
Oh, they're
begging
politicians?
No, you don't know anything about it, Mark, because you don't spend any time actually paying attention to what goes on here, because you've got it in your head to go over on some island somewhere, and you're going to be free
I know
there.
What a bad plan
and
is.
And I hope that it works for you. I really do. And I want to hear if it's a success. But in the meantime, the New Hampshire Liberty activists, which are growing in number, more people are migrating here constantly. We've had more visitors coming up here, not just Steve and Connecticut. He's a regular, but
it's a good thing because lots of them are leaving too.
No, not really. I mean, there's hardly anybody leaving these days. There's,
I'd say 80% of them have come to Keene have left.
Nah, there have been people who've left over the years, but in recent years we're retaining a lot of people. In fact, more people are coming here than ever before.
New Hampshire
take a look
hopes.
At New Hampshire.
You can be free if you go to Saipan. Go to the U.S.
Can.
Marianas, and it
they're
is
gonna
a freer
you as
place.
Soon as you go there. They're going to
they
lock
may.
You up for 2 weeks.
I don't
you
know what they're
saying
doing.
That earlier tonight.
I don't know if they're still doing that program or not, but
they
if they
locked
are,
up Vin Armani
somebody
for
2 weeks.
Has
to sue them. Yeah. And what did New Hampshire do to you in that same period of time? They gave
nothing.
House arrest to the entire state.
No, we were out partying in Central Square. They didn't do anything to us.
That's because you're not worth bothering. But they did tell everybody they had to shelter in place. Did they not?
They made guidance recommendations to people, and people who love freedom did
they shut down people's businesses.
They did, and that's sad. There's no doubt about it, Mark. New Hampshire isn't a free place. The whole point of this is to have a project of people who come here to try to make things more free.
Yeah,
and that's
but you're not going to take 1,000, 5,000, or 20,000 people and drop them into a place with 1.4 million people and have any long-term effect.
Well, that's where you're wrong. I mean, there have actually been dozens of people who've been elected here in New Hampshire.
Getting somebody elected doesn't give me freedom. The Libertarian Party, I know it does. They said liberty in my lifetime, and Lloyd Danforth died a decade ago, okay?
Yeah. Look, it's just a marketing phrase.
I'm not here
okay?
to give
just like live
the politicians,
die.
Begging the politicians for the rest of my life for, can we have just a little more freedom? No, I'm not. I'm going someplace where there actually is
you,
freedom,
man.
And
I'm glad
you always poo-poo
that.
It.
No, like, I'm not. I said I hope it's successful. I'm not poo-pooing it. I say best of luck to you.
If you want to hang out with libertarians, go to New Hampshire. If you want to be free, go to the U.S. Marianas. It's the freest place in the United States.
It's more than just hanging out, okay? People are doing activism here. There are people like the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance.
You've done activism for 20 years here, and it hasn't done anything yet.
Okay. You have
to
understand,
you're not free. You got passed up by Florida last year.
Okay. You've got to understand, Mark, these things take time. You're not going to change the system.
You've got a lot of excuses for a lot of people that will lock a lot of people up over victimless crimes.
What are you talking about?
You're just making excuses for the state.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. It takes time.
Yeah, it does. It's not easy to change things. You have to understand
that. You're never going
to
get it.
If you ever bother to do any activism, you would know that.
Never going to get it. I was elected 3 times a delegate to the state convention. I put my time in. I know what it's like. It is a waste of time. It is a treadmill upon which they put libertarians so they waste their lives, and you are complicit in it.
Okay. Well, you think you're going to go to some island somewhere.
Hey guys, Steve. I'm still on the phone. This is great. Keep going.
Well, he will keep going because he doesn't care what's happening in New Hampshire.
I do care.
Pay any attention whatsoever.
Look, man, I told you on the show, if you live in the Northeast and you want to run as a politician and get elected, this is the place for you.
Okay. But it's also poo-pooing all that, and you're saying it's a waste of time, and you're telling all these people that are moving here,
if you want freedom, it is a waste of
time.
Why not go someplace where you can be free? In Saipan, they've got the crown jewels of libertarianism already. Your taxes are cut in half immediately. Just like that.
Can I drive there from Connecticut?
No.
Well, you can't drive,
no. No.
But the good news is, neither can the statists from Connecticut, because New Hampshire has a real demographics problem, and we call them massholes, vermonsters, and maniacs. And they're all going to find out that libertarianism brings prosperity, it brings happiness, it brings longevity, and they all want those things. And then they're going to vote just like they vote before. They're going to come across the border.
Well, I'm so glad Debbie Downer's back on the air here. Negative Nancy. Oh. Thank you, Steve, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number, or not toll-free number, 603-283-6160. You have to pay a toll. 603-283-6160, or not. You can join us here and talk to Mark. He knows everything.
I'm going to Roatan to check out a new freedom project next month.
This is Free Talk Live.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Still not sure why you'd want to watch, but our video feed is streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Join us here, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. Although, if you're calling in this late in the game, it's going to be pretty hard to get you on because we already have full phones of people that want to talk about a variety of different things. It's Ian and Mark in the studio tonight. And you can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. And Mark has once again returned to his topic, his favorite topic, whenever he comes back from being gone for some number of weeks from New Hampshire, is to attack New Hampshire and attack the liberty activists that move here.
I'm not attacking liberty activists. When did I say the liberty activists who moved to New Hampshire are stupid?
No, I haven't said that. You didn't say they were stupid.
No, I think that
they just said that they weren't having any effect.
Hold on. They have had effect. The statement I have made is that they will not have a long-term effect, that anything that you achieve will be lost in 30 years.
Okay.
That assholes, maniacs, and Vermonsters will move in, and unless you have a plan. There is no plan for the Free State Project.
The plan is, it's not just the Free State Project. That's just one thing that's happening here.
But there's still
there's
no plan.
The New Hampshire Freedom Migration.
Like four organizations with no damn plan.
There are thousands of people who are migrating here, and thousands have already migrated, and thousands more are planning
that's
to migrate.
That's not a solution. That's just pointing something out.
That's what needs to happen for change to occur. You have to concentrate people in one place in order for people to have more
freedom.
Why
not a place that's free to start with?
New Hampshire is one of the freest places on the planet.
You have a huge population problem. There's 1.4 million people here in Saipan, the U.S. Marianas. There are 50,000.
No doubt, Mark.
And,
only about
19,000 can vote.
So far, Mark, no one has created a Saipan libertarian migration project.
Yeah, they pretty much have.
No, Crypto Frontier is not explicitly libertarian. In fact,
it's just
that
everybody who's there is.
That's true. But the founder of that migration is specifically looking for crypto people. Now, they do tend to be libertarian, but it's not a libertarian migration in the same way that New Hampshire is. Now, maybe there should be a project like that started.
They probably
maybe that's
learned
something that you want to do
from the great New Hampshire migration. They probably learned from it that perhaps there's some things we don't want to do when we first arrive.
Yeah.
and we want to learn from this,
mm-hmm.
and that we don't want to necessarily make everybody hate us from the get-go.
Yeah, no doubt. That's probably a good plan. But unfortunately, if you're going into a place with the intention of changing things,
you don't have to
be free. If you're intending for people to be more free in a place, then you're going to piss some people off.
All you need to do is put a few lawsuits in place, and almost all their problems are solved. I mean, really.
How are lawsuits solving people's problems?
Well, for one, if they're locking, if they're interning people who are going into the U.S. Marianas in hotels for 2 weeks while they, you know, check them out or whatever, then. All you have to do is put a habeas corpus writ.
You think so? You think it's that easy, huh?
I do.
Okay, well, you're going to test it out, right, coming up in May?
I am going there probably in May.
Okay. Well, let us know how that goes.
If they're still doing such a thing,
I will. If you think the courts are going to give you freedom, you haven't been paying attention. So, you know, I wish you the best. Hey, I'm in a feudal lawsuit as well, okay? So, you know, I understand that. I'm involved in suing the governor here in New Hampshire and the city of Keene over their mask mandates, and so far it's been 4 or 5 months with absolutely nothing happening in the federal courts.
Yeah,
so,
the mask mandate is entirely different than locking.
I'm just telling you, don't expect the courts to actually give you any semblance of freedom. You can't even get inside
of them.
I'm
very curious.
In most circumstances. So we're going back to your calls and thoughts here. We've got Sean, or actually he calls himself Sir Kenosha Kyle, His Eminence. He is on our Gypsy chat, which is through our Matrix server. Go ahead.
How dare you guys badmouth Biden, who's bringing us unity. And, you know, he's bringing us better tech transparency. And by that, I want to talk about the company Phoenix Ammunition, who you guys spoke about in a past episode. They're a ammunition supplier.
What did they do? What
you spoke about Phoenix Ammunition. They're a ammunition supplier who they're a really small company in Michigan, and they recently added a thing to their website because they only sell online that says you have to check a box, either yes or no, whether you voted for Biden or not. They don't want Biden money. The owner actually talked about on a recent podcast with Tim Pool about how he had a 45-minute conversation with someone who called in and said, oh, I don't understand. And he had explained to her, well, Biden wants to ruin my company, and I don't want your money because of that. But that YouTube video with that interview of the owner was pulled down since last night when it was up. Good old YouTube. They don't like people doing the same thing that they've been doing, which is choosing who you want to do business with and who you don't, which is basically what big tech censorship is. It's saying, well, I don't like your ideas, so bye. I don't want it.
Is Tim Pool on the library platform yet?
I don't know. I haven't checked, and I don't think so. It seems
LBRY.com. It is a blockchain-based, decentralized video hosting site, and it's doing fantastic. They've had a tremendous increase in usage during this whole big tech situation. Sorry to hear that about him, but sounds like a creative approach. Anything else you want to share?
That's it. You know, buy your ammo and Hope Biden brings us that unity he promised.
Thanks for the call today, man. I appreciate it. Let's go to Robert in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
What's on your mind?
Hey, so I think you guys are kind of both right about this movement here, but I think that it's not like what you think it is. And I have a couple of theories why that is.
All right.
Okay. My first theory is that, you know, for a long, long time, you know, 20, 30, 40 years, however long it may have been, the United States in the western side, all the way over to where Florida is, we've had hurricanes, floods, fires. I mean, people have died from all of this, you know, weather disasters. People are tired of it. And I believe that a lot of those people are coming this way, okay, because they want to come to where it's a lot more safer. I mean, in Vermont, there's, what, 600,000 people here? There's a lot of land here. Maine has got a lot of land, and so does in Vermont. So does, excuse me, New Hampshire.
Yeah, so those three states are some of the safest states in the union. There's the least amount of crime, least amount of violent crime, these sorts of things.
Right.
And interestingly, gun ownership is high.
My other theory is that, and I don't know for sure, but if you look at the United States Navy topographical map of 2050, it'll show you what the United States is going to look like. And I kind of believe that.
A prediction? Well, what's it going to be?
Well, I mean, I think we're going to lose one half of the United States. It's going to be gone.
Gone in what way?
Well, I mean, flooded.
Flooded?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. So
take a look at the United States Navy topographical map, and you'll see what I'm talking about. It's a canal.
Then I have a question regarding that. Why did Barack Obama buy a house in Martha's Vineyard? Why would he do that? If he believed, I mean, you know, here's a guy who had access to all of the world's intelligence on every issue for 8 years. And I'm not saying that global warming doesn't exist. I just have a question. Why would that same person say, I'm going to buy a piece of property that will necessarily depreciate rapidly when the polar ice caps melt or whatever? So, I mean, I just don't know. I mean, I'm very, very, very curious.
Thanks for the call tonight, Robert. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. Singularity points out here, Mark, if you started a personality cult, you could have that island filled in 5 years. So, you know, maybe that's what you ought to do. You ought to, start your own cult, and then people can move to Saipan, and you'll have more freedom there. But you're saying they don't even have to do anything. They don't even have to change anything in Saipan. They should just come there, and everything's going to be groovy, right?
It was already pretty darn free.
Now, what if you're somebody who can't work remotely?
That's rough. The pay is low.
What's it cost to move to Saipan?
Well, you got to get plane tickets. Yeah. The cheapest I think you could possibly have gotten there pre-COVID was like $500.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's basically $1,000.
Okay. All right. I mean, would you say that moving to Saipan is something that might be out of the range of a lot of people?
It depends on how badly they want to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've seen a lot of people try to get to New Hampshire, and most of the ones that didn't prepare financially well enough were a real problem, generally. Mm-hmm. I mean, there weren't very many people there haven't been many who came on a shoestring here in New Hampshire who have been a, you know, market asset.
So you're saying people should move to Saipan and just basically do nothing?
No, they should work online.
But, like, not try to change things because everything's just fine there?
I think that you're going to... The political system is a big treadmill.
Yeah. It's not time for tonight. We'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, over at freetalklive.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.